Sudden Infant Death Syndrome, or SIDS, is the leading cause of death for babies between 1 month and 12 months old. But why some infants who seem totally healthy suddenly die in their sleep has mystified researchers for years. Now, a new study out of Children's Hospital in Boston finds a possible reason. Dr. Hannah Kinney led that research and joins us this morning. She's come into the studio this morning. Thank you very much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob.
Your research, as I understand it, finds that low serotonin levels in the brain stems of young babies can cause them to suddenly die during their sleep. Explain that. What role does serotonin play?
Serotonin is a neurotransmitter. It's a chemical messenger between nerve cells that talk to each other. And there's a circuit in the brain stem that controls breathing during sleep, heart rate, temperature, blood pressure, and waking. And we think that a low amount of serotonin in this circuit, in this wiring, if you will, can cause a baby not to react to stresses during sleep and go on to die.
So what kind of sleep functions are interfered with?
The ability, we think, to arouse. For example, when an infant is exposed to high levels of CO2 or carbon dioxide, the baby uses serotonin in the brainstem to respond to that stress. And if the serotonin is too low, we think that's a possible mechanism where the baby wouldn't respond to a buildup of carbon dioxide in the soft bedding and would go on to die.
Explain for the layperson why carbon dioxide might build up.
If the baby is sleeping on its belly and in the face-down position, there's a pocket around the nose and the mouth that develops, a little pocket in the soft bedding. And the baby breathes in and out, and as the baby breathes out, it's breathing out carbon dioxide. And because it has no release into the air, it builds up around the baby's face.
And then because it's continuing to breathe carbon dioxide and not oxygen, it might die.
A normal baby would sense this high carbon dioxide level, would stir and wake up. But we think that if there's a deficiency of serotonin in the circuit, this doesn't happen.
So how does any set of parents know that their baby may be having this serotonin problem? Is there a way to test for it?
There's not a way to test for it currently. That's the next phase of this research, is to look for a way that we could have that in the blood we could measure a marker that would tell us that the brainstem levels are low. But a baby with this deficiency looks very healthy during waking, is very alert and happy. And then when it goes to sleep, this defect is unmasked, particularly if the baby meets a stress, like the rebreathing in the face-down position.
So do you hope that someday serotonin testing might be a routine before a baby leaves a hospital?
We're years away from that, but that is the whole direction of this research, is to find a test to identify the living infant and then to develop a treatment that will get the baby through the first year of life, the critical period when SIDS occurs.
So what can parents do now?
Right now, they should follow the back-to-sleep recommendations of the American Academy of Pediatrics, the National Institutes of Health. They should put the baby back to sleep and should not use soft bedding in the crib, a firm mattress, no toys, no soft pillows.
There's also, as I understand it, a particular warning to pregnant women about drinking alcohol.
And there should be no drinking during pregnancy and no smoking. And we know from animal studies, another explanation is that these affect levels of serotonin. When the mother animal drinks, it affects the fetus's levels of neurotransmitter development.
What kind of emotional effect do you think your study will have on parents?
I've already talked to a number of parents in the last 24 or 48 hours as this story has been evolving. And I think the major thing that they've told me is that it brings them hope, that someday there'll be a way to prevent this on a medical model and that nobody will suffer this like they did.
And maybe it'll help relieve the anxiety and the guilt felt by some parents who've had babies who've died of SIDS.
I think that's very true, Bob, that it's not a bolt out of the blue or something they did because they didn't check the baby an extra time that night. It's a disease process that's taking its toll.
Dr. Hannah Kinney, thank you very much for your time, and thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you. Thank you very much.